ramping through the whole effort. What? What'd you do?
I burned my stuff on the dumb thing.
Well, that's what you get.
No, it's... They need to get a some kind of not hot iron pot part. Just cover it in like, not rubber,
tea
but
tea cozy?
Like,
tea is supposed to be the intelligence person's drink. I never before this moment have thought about it as a chicken egg thing.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
So yeah, I think after this, I'm probably going to go into YouTubes and find some people like Guild Wars 2, what the hell happened type of videos. Because despite the complaints I just had, it wasn't bad. It was just a little too easy, and, well, pretty much anything I say just bounces off of that. Alright, so what is on the agenda, Mr. Nick?
I'm still looking stuff up. I should be done in a couple seconds.
In that case, welcome to Dragon's Flow T-Cast. I am the T-Man.
The guy.
The T-Guy.
Fellow, I guess.
Senpai.
I'm also known as Senpai in certain circles. And Nick.
And Analog Thrift.
Oh, that too.
Mm-hmm.
And shit.
Nick is shit. So today's tea is Wrath. The reason I chose this one is because outside is so cold and makes me wrathful. And it's a good tea to have on a cold day.
Yeah. Shouldn't it be the Wrath of Winter that's making you cold?
What?
No.
The Wrath of
We're Winter. Fighting the Wrath of Winter with the Wrath of Tea, I guess.
Yes.
Yes.
And yeah, the spices really are quite warming.
When the hell did I take off my socks?
Were they ever on in the first place?
Yes, actually. Which is why
questions.
I'm what... These are... There we go, I found them. Okay, then.
Fun fact, when you start to go into hypothermia, you start stripping your clothes, so that's how cold it is.
I don't believe that because it was in the middle of the summer and he was leaving my pants here.
That was different.
I was leaving your pants here.
No.
You said I was leaving your pants here.
Yes, but coming from me, that was your pants.
No, you misspoke.
I didn't say my pants.
You did. You literally said your pants.
I literally said your pants.
No.
I like this conversation.
Who was on first?
Yeah. So I think the funniest story that I found is Gantz is getting a stage play.
What? It's been a while since I've seen any of Gantz, but from what I remembered...
Yes, you remember correctly.
Okay.
Japan gets a lot of like weird things onto plays. Like, JoJo has a play.
Bible Black, the musical.
Like, okay, I can understand. Like Phoenix Wright would make a good play. So it has one. But I don't think that's all there is. I think they just like plays. But not regular plays, anime plays.
That have
Anna
music.
Plays? Eh?
What?
Anna plays?
No.
I get it,
but no.
You mean yes?
Metaphor.
I get it, but I'm leaving you a bad rating on Yelp.
66 out of 80.
That's okay, I'll pay to get it removed.
No, just thumbs down. It doesn't work like that. You have to hire more people to upvote you or whatever. I don't know what Yelp is.
Yelp is basically...
I know what it is, but I don't know how the rating fixing works.
It's Internet Mafia. It's pay us money or we're going to only show the negative reviews.
Yeah. I forget when I saw this, but there was a business that
remember.
Had like...
I remember hearing about that now.
It was like 100 good reviews and like 4 bad, and the 3 that were shown were just like... This place stabbed me.
Yeah.
Like, what?
And when you say...
You know, I think I remember looking up something, and it only showed the bad ones first.
Ooh, that makes me wonder, do we have a Yelp?
Oh, and it reminds... Yeah, and the guy replied to all the negative reviews, and it's like, we're not going to pay Yelp to only show the positive reviews... and then it had like a paragraph explaining why that particular guy was, like, a bad customer and stuff.
Yeah, my favorite.
So he replied to the you know, the annoyed customer with like, actually. Yeah.
You're a dick. I remember reading one of those on about a bowling alley because that's what I used to do a while back. And the story was...
You used to
was,
read about bowling alleys?
Yeah. And
it's an interesting hobby.
Yeah. Well, anyways, this was on Yelp, and I was just like, all right, we're better than some, and some are better than us. And so I was trying to figure out how to do parties better, basically. And I came across this one, and this person said they were refused service for no reason or something. I forget what else they said. But anyways, the manager recounted the whole scenario. Long story short, they brought in, like, vodka. They urinated on the carpet, and did a bunch of other stuff. And they're just like, yes, I refused you after all of this and bending over backwards to get you on the lane and keep you out of the jail.
Yeah, I saw that, too. That was hilarious. I really wonder if we have a Yelp. We'll check that later.
You should probably know whether you have one or not.
I don't care about Yelp, but it's just one of those things that popped into my mind.
Well, I don't think people go to it. This is just me because, like, it's not one of those things that I'm like, I better check Yelp. Better make sure.
But if people search for a place and reviews, Yelp is one of the first ones that pop up.
Right.
And so people that don't really know about that.
And I find it more so it's when I'm looking for a place's menu, like, on, you know, when I go to their website, if they don't have a website, I get Yelp instead.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I get Yelp.
Yep.
I don't want to get Yelped. I want to see their menu. Anyway.
So some fun little announcements that's tea-related.
Starting, tea-related.
Yep.
Before we get into that... Oh, no, we already talked about the tea.
Yes.
Oh, what an idiot I am.
Yes, you are. That's why you're shit.
Nick.
So beginning next week and every week up until we go to the Tea Fest, we'll be introducing a new tea.
Ooh, okay, cool.
So we'll be getting five, maybe six, we'll talk about that later, new teas.
That's news to me.
Start with double B?
Huh?
Start with double B, is that next week?
Double B?
Yeah.
Just say yes.
What's double B?
If you don't know, you're too stupid to run a business. God.
Double B.
Yes, we'll do that next week.
Well, no, wait, what's double B?
Find out
it's
next
one
week.
One of the T's that you got. Jesus.
Oh, okay.
You idiot.
I'm sorry, but you know what? That's not... Well, I guess it is our name for it, but it's not what is on the website.
No, it's not our name for it. It was a subtle hint. Actually, it wasn't. It was an outright hint.
It was a subtle hint. How was I supposed to know?
You also had a 1 in 5 chance of guessing blind.
We have 5 or 6 new teas coming up. Like, one of them has to fit that criteria.
Anyways, you can find out next week, and we'll see if he actually figured out my clue.
I figured it out.
Figured it out. It just took a very depressingly long time. Anyway, look forward to
double B
to QRF in 2 weeks.
QRF.
No, I'm just screwing. You made that one up. Yeah.
Quidditch reflex. Fuck, I don't know.
That sounds like a tea I wouldn't want to drink.
Reflex. I just reflexively put it in. Anyway, so what do we have going on for
the
news?
Quaffle. The quaffle.
The quaffle.
So, yeah.
Bludger snitch.
That sounds like a cuss.
You bludger snitch!
That Dumbledore already used. Bludger snitch! Potter puppet pal. Dumbledore. Anyway, what's our first
Professor
news?
Professor Dumbledore, the Potter and his friends are at it again. Oh, quaffle snitch! Bludger snitch, whatever.
You just changed your own cuss. That also
works. Well, because you said quaffle earlier, and then I was like, yeah, maybe
was,
that's funnier.
It was my fault.
Hey
it
Nick.
It is your fault.
Hey, Nick.
No, don't go there.
Hey, Nick.
What?
Your quaffle snitch.
Oh no, the inside joke got changed midway through. Now it's a super inside joke.
Hey, early today, I remember reading about Persona 5.
What did you read?
That is a blatant lie. And what you probably read was on my screen here, and they're
it was
getting,
earlier.
They're getting an anime in April, so that's nice. I guess I have to finish that game in the next 4 months. That's going to be hard.
It's been a while.
It's been out for
years.
By the time the anime will be out, it'll be out for a year. I think it came out in March this year. That's like a 130-hour game. Jesus.
You're a 130-hour game.
I am a 80-year game. Mm. let's hope.
I'm hoping.
I am at least a 35-year game.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
I love the fan base in a way for this because there's like two or three factions that love their game. Like there are the definitive Persona 4 people, and then there are the pre 4 people. And they're so just like, this is where it's at. And they don't really shit talk as much as other, like, Naruto Shippuden fans versus Naruto fans versus, I don't know.
Boruto fans?
Yeah, Boruto fans.
Naruto's dad.
Naruto's dad.
Or Boruto's dad.
But, yeah. They all really, really love their Persona. Those were some of the most hyped people that came to our skating event. They dressed up as Persona, and they freaked out once we played the music for it.
The music's great.
It is. It's really good.
So that's
I got pretty hyped too.
Like, I didn't. It was also in the news. They announced the release date for the dancing games. But I know you're sick of hearing about it, so I didn't bring it up until you talked about the music because the music's great.
You've been bugging me for a while to play this game because you say I'll like it. So.
Persona.
Yeah.
It's not so much that you'll like it, but you'll like the way they have a certain takes on things.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well, hopefully the anime will show that.
Like, well, they cut out, it's really long, so they cut out a lot of, like, the sort of...
The walking,
but also they cut off out a lot of the, side stuff, which is, it's not the part that you would like so much as, I don't know, but... But no, I think the one that you would really like is 2, which is... no, I don't think 1 got an anime, but... 2 is... the plot is... rumors start becoming true. So...
I have a girlfriend.
Well, but yeah, that's just you saying it. That's not a rumor. But if it like the more people say it, the more stronger it gets.
Nick.
So like if it's just the three of us,
uh-huh,
and we go tell Charles, then he's like, "Oh, really? Wow." And then the girlfriend comes in.
Well then.
So well, but it's not true. It's not real.
Oh. Yeah. That don't have a girlfriend. Just
yeah. But like the more people start talking about it, the more true it is. And
how does it get more true than the girlfriend walks in?
The girlfriend's really hot if like 80 people are talking about it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's sexist.
Okay, fine. Wait,
is she gonna have a better personality?
What type of girlfriend would
maybe,
you like?
Maybe before that she has a penis and then she becomes more girl. Or maybe
plot twist, just... John, the girlfriend was you.
Yeah. And I get really hot if 80 people believe that I'm a hot girlfriend.
The girlfriend was Ryan, and now it's Ryan.
Mm-hmm. That's an inside friend joke.
True story.
Yes.
Anyway.
So what else?
Yes. So I think that you would like that one because there's like a lot of there's a lot of Jungian concepts that you would appreciate.
Union concepts? You two and I'm making a union.
Jungian. Yeah. Jungian.
Oh, Jungian.
Jungian.
That's a union.
No.
Fuck you two.
Strike.
And
I do that all Wednesday night.
The final boss is Hitler wielding the Lance of Longinus in a giant mech. Because rumors.
Oh my god. Please don't let this power fall in the hands of 4chan.
Yes, that's the ultimate thing. Like, you couldn't make that nowadays because...
That is the final boss.
4chan's the final boss. There's a second final boss.
It would be really
easy
to control them, though. Like, guys, you know what I would really hate?
I would really hate having a lot of money.
Well, no,
I've seen
like,
how it ruins people.
For example, early on, you're like, okay, so we need weapons. How do we get weapons? And then you're like, okay, well, let's start a rumor that you can go and buy the lady at the sushi shop used to be in the mafia. And she's a Russian spy who
deals weapons. Oh, so you just
ruin
her life?
No. Then you just walk up and you say the code word, and she's like, "What are you buying?
What are you buying?
I'll have a bunny. Is that a semi-automatic bunny or a pump bunny? It's a pump shotgun.
It's a holy hand grenade.
Yeah. So what else do we have?
So that's enough about Persona. Did you guys read or watch Batum?
Nope.
Well, that lady has a short skirt.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me. She does. It's kind of like, of course, now I can't think of it now that I need to. It's one of those, like, survival deathmatch Battle Royale! That's the name of it.
Oh, was it the one which, like...
They've got, like, grenades and stuff.
But I think I might have began reading it, then stopped just because life. Did it begin with, like, two best friends, and you thought one of them was going to be the main character, and then all of a sudden he died? Because, like, you'll be chosen for this, and one of them stood up like, no, I'm not going to be a part of this. Boom, shot in the face.
No, I don't think so. I read it a while ago, and then I kind of stopped because life. But, no.
If you want a life, read Batum.
Look it up and like just pull up pictures of characters so I can see if...
No, there's a million characters.
I know, but like the main characters, I'll recognize it. Right now, oh look, an anime girl with a short skirt. Come on.
Yeah.
I see that in my private time enough.
No, the premise is it's like based on a video game. About throwing, it's like Call of Duty or Halo with only grenades.
With only grenades, okay.
Yeah, so it's kind of weird. Like, you would remember it if you started it.
In that case,
and
no.
Yeah, you're thinking of something else.
I'm thinking of one which the girl like shot a guy, and then like she had like flashbacks, like a dad like sexually assaulting her. She like basically fucked the guy to death.
Huh?
Do you know that one?
That could just be Battle Royale. I don't know.
It might have been that.
Battle Royale's like the one that started it all.
Yeah, and that was the one which
you know,
I was...
that needs a manga. Or an anime.
Mm-hmm. That was a weird scene.
They made a live action, two live actions off of that, but
did they have that scene in it?
It was kind of meh. No, I'm not sure that's Battle Royale.
That's Battle Royale.
I don't know. Anyway.
I remember like after that chapter, I'm like, that's enough internet for today.
I need a life. No, but so Batum is like, yeah, it's like the main character's like, oh, I'm a huge MLG pro gamer at Batum the game, and I don't remember how it goes. It's like the prize for winning is you go play the actual real life version, or he just like gets chosen by some evil organization or something, but
you know, if that
they go to a random island and kill each other.
If that happened in real life, I think it'd be really entertaining. Just see a bunch of nerds trying to be cool and setting up tracks, traps, and then just backfiring. It's like, I've seen this in a manga. This will work. Ah, my face.
That's why it happens, to entertain anonymous rich people watching the videos. I'm assuming. Because what's the other reason? That's what it was in Battle Royale. But, like, well, what other reason would it be?
Glory.
Sexual pleasure.
But you can't tell anyone about it because it's a secret, so you don't get glory. It's not the Triwizard Tournament.
Hmm.
Eternal fame through the Triwizard Tournament that no one's ever heard of.
What else?
We what guess? Was what was the other, the other really good like survival deathmatch thing? Something. It's not like Garden of Eden, but it's something like that.
Azumanga Daioh?
No, whatever. So Batum is ending in 4 chapters. Got more news about Dynasty Warriors 9.
Ooh.
Release date February 13th. So,
ooh, God damn
oh
it.
Hi. You're here.
Well,
yeah.
You came.
At least I won't be playing until early. It goes on sale, because fighters. Dynasty Warriors is going to have to take a back seat.
Yeah, that's... It's not really a game that I would pay full price for.
Considering you put in all the changes, this is the first time I'd be willing to pay full price for this. Because all the other ones are just like, you know, I've played you once, I'm going to wait until like $2. Because,
$2.
You know, it's the same game with, like, a slightly colorized different weapon for that one guy.
You know what? That's at least 9. I think 8 and 9 8. When it goes on sale, it's still, like, $30 on Steam.
Surprising. They have over $200 worth of DLC.
Yeah, and that's not included in the $30 sale price.
But it's DLC.
What's the DLC? Just costumes and stuff?
Like costumes from like the older games, background music. From
you know,
older
in case
games.
You want to make your graphics worse.
Well, it's you know updated graphics, but just different versions of the costumes.
Oh, okay.
It's all cosmetics. It's not anything that's like game affecting. So the DLC, I'm okay with.
That's a lot.
Yes. It's kind of
silly. I'm surprised there's no, like, map packs or something.
There might have been map packs, actually, now I think about it.
It's
been a while, I don't know.
I would expect there to be if...
Is there like, any other new news that's not just...
The other one...
I mean with Dynasty Warriors.
Oh, with Dynasty Warriors?
Yeah.
They had some character intro videos, but, like, who cares?
Excuse me?
There's...
Do they have Lubu?
No. No. Lubu is explicitly deconfirmed.
What?
No.
They cannot... Like, that just gets rid of, like, half the fan base. You must have Lubu.
Yeah. Oh, here's a character video for Jiao
Chao. He's DLC.
Oh, wow.
That would be... Oh, my God.
There was one King of Fighters game where, I think it was 12? Yeah. They didn't have... and everybody boycotted it. And then Mai's been in every game since.
Is she just like the teehee type of character, or like what?
I will bring up a GIF for you, and you can
admire.
You can describe her.
Do they do anything like Tekken where they have like pandas and kangaroos and shit fighting? Just like silly characters like that. I guess
Tekken. No. I've never played Tekken.
You haven't?
Like maybe, you know, long
Tekken
time ago.
Tekken. Well, yeah, Tekken had it. But what was the game we're talking about? This one.
This one's King of Fighters.
That's not a GIF.
Jiggly boobs.
I couldn't find a GIF. You know what? I should have just gone into Facebook chat and typed her in.
Her entire character is literally just jiggly boobs.
It is. And it's worse in 13 because it's just like... Like, here's her head,
uh-huh.
And then here's like two like giant like flops. I'd open up the game, but we don't have that kind of time to waste.
Right.
Speaking of wasting time, you wanted to talk about Nioh.
Oh yes. So
that has nothing to do with wasting time.
Wait a second. What was the big thing that we needed to talk about this week?
The 10-year anniversary of good stuff
and all of the new anime coming out.
Yep. Oh my god. Okay.
Yeah, busy day.
Make sure you bring up my thing because I forgot the names of all that up. Okay. So with Nioh, I'm still liking the game. I'm loving it, and there's a lot of fun things, but in the beginning, several stages of the game, it was, what's the good way of putting it? It was like a copy-paste of, we're going to make you walk in a balance beam. And it was really, really annoying. Because, first of all, I hate that stuff. And second of all, there's no point in having all of these different types of skills and whatnot if all you're doing is just kind of walking on a balance beam. Being able
you
to
mean
dodge...
Like, try not to fall?
Yeah. And then one particular level, because you were, like, on the docks and whatnot, was especially bad because they would make it so there would be little holes in the ground, but depending on the angle of your camera, the water would blend in with the dark scenes, so it'll just lose, like, one thing, and you don't figure it out until after you fall. And they have just a crap ton of enemies that are hidden in a way in which there's no way you can pick up that they're there. And they do that over and over and over and over again. It's just... that's not fun.
Yeah, it's more... it goes back to that concept of difficulty versus punishment.
Yeah, with Dark Souls, it's, God damn it, I've messed up. Yeah. With this, it's just like, God damn it, you guys suck. It's the difference. It's not fun when you guys are the reason why I had no chance but, you know, death.
Yeah, there's this one part in Dark Souls 1 where... that's the only one you've never played, right?
Correct.
You have to go through, like, these old ruins, and half of it's in water, and all of it's filled with ghosts. And the ghosts can go through walls. And they have this really long reach attack, which is like, it's about six times, like a pole arm attack. So, like, I don't know, 15 feet, let's say. So you could just be walking by, and out of nowhere, they will just, like, scythe you mm-hmm. with their little, like, weird spirit arms. And then when you're on the ground level, you're in, like, ankle-deep water, but there'll be just holes. So you always have to have the camera pointed straight down, because the difference between actual land and death hole is barely perceptible, even when you're looking straight down. And I'm not going to say that's the only unfair part of Dark Souls 1, but it comes to the closest part.
Yeah.
You know, ironically, when I first played it, I was like, well, let's see what the big deal is with this. So, first of all, I played it on the PS3, which was, like, really laggy. And it kind of, at the start of the game, it puts you into a place where you could basically just go anywhere in the game from the beginning, with a few exceptions.
Pole arms are 2.5 feet?
They're a little bit longer. But, you know, that's a rough estimation. Now he's making me think about pole arms. Anyway, what was I talking about? Yeah, so the path that you're expected to take is to go up and into the church. And what I did was I went around and explored, like, the starting area.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, oh, hey, there's stairs going down, because I didn't even see the way up. So I went down, and first of all, these ghost things, you can't even attack them unless you have certain weapon types.
Uh-huh.
So it's just like... It was a really bad introduction to Dark Souls. I tried really hard to like that game, and then I was like, no, this is not for me. And then somehow I ended up getting back in and liking it a ton.
I think it was you played one of the later games. I remember it was Bloodborne. That was Bloodborne. Okay. Yeah, because I remember you're like, I'm never playing this stupid thing.
Yeah.
It just...
Yeah. And also, the bosses are not really fun in Neo, I gotta say. Because, again, yeah, it's one just... hit, over half your life is gone. My and health stat is my highest stat right now, and still, over half my life is gone. That's dumb. Like, I'm fighting an ice princess. Like, some skinny little ice princess should not be taking over half my health with one hit of a staff.
Of the ones that I've seen, like, even if you, like, do, like, four buffs at a time, it's still like that.
Mm-hmm.
And of the ones that I've seen, they're kind of lame.
The bosses?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Dark Souls, the bosses were the coolest part, even if they're destroying you.
Yeah.
It's like you keep one... wanting to watch them after you're dead because it's just they look cool.
The bosses are not bad in concept. It's just, I mean, again, big giant behemoth over half your health, tiny bitch of a princess over half your health. It's like,
yeah,
it kind of breaks the immersion of feeling like one is better than the other in terms of strength or speed. It's just all the same.
Well, is it one hit does half your damage, or is it like a combo, like 20 hits?
Well, it doesn't really matter, because if you get hit with the combo, you get hit with the combo. There's no escaping it. There's no...
Right, but in concept, it's the same thing, but let's say narratively, it's a different thing. One hit equals one
swing.
Half death. But yeah, like one swing of the giant boulder, that makes sense if it takes away half your health. But if it's the little tiny girl and she's like, with her dagger, and it takes away half your health, that doesn't make as much sense as and your half your health is gone.
I can see what you're saying, but then it just comes back to the concept of, okay, I'll go save my health because, you know, one little slip up.
I know.
I feel like it takes away from the chance of being creative with stuff.
Yeah. There was another Souls-like game called The Surge, and it's like a post-apocalyptic setting, and you have like a power armor. And... Weirdly enough, there's no guns, at least not that I've seen yet. It's all like power loaders and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm stuck at the first boss. So it's basically a giant like bipedal tank thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a tiny Metal Gear, and you walk into the little boss arena. It's like threat detected, and then it starts attacking you. And like I said, it's no guns. Like there's occasionally like a little laser robot, but no guns really.
One thing Neo did right is that range weapons actually are good.
Yeah.
It's like finally.
Yeah, like you can actually snipe.
Yeah, you can snipe.
Dark Souls, it's useless. It's more of a threat to for knockback than it is for damage.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid Silver Knights. yeah, so in The Surge, like the robot thing, like you're supposed to, you know, hammer away at its feet, and then it'll like lift one foot up and like try to crush you, and mm-hmm. you dodge out of the way, and then you work on the other foot, and eventually you get it down low enough, and it just like shoots you with a bunch of missiles, and you die. And like you've got a really good dodge, but you can't just dodge all the missiles. It's weird.
You can't dodge all the missiles, but I can.
Well, some people can, obviously. I can't. And, you know...
We'll get good.
Except for Dark Souls 2, which I loathe with a passion. I've beaten all the others, so... I mean, I've taken down Dark Souls bosses and Bloodborne bosses with one try, so it's not like I'm bad at it. It's just
no.
I'm not bad.
You're fine.
I'm great. Tell me I'm perfect.
You're good.
Tell me I'm perfect.
You're special.
Tell me I'm perfect.
Special.
You're unique.
Perfect.
You're unique.
Anyway, I think that, like, I like that they're. oh my god. I like that they're trying to go for the Souls-like genre, mm-hmm. and that's like kind of a thing that's out there, but I think that it still remains like an unpolished thing that only Dark Souls and Bloodborne and Demon Souls to a lesser extent have sort of mastered.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're so well balanced.
If Neo does a sequel, I think it'll be spectacular. They just have to move to freaking balance beam levels.
You know, I was thinking about it, and I sort of saw a middle ground, because it would make sense if like the first boss was that big guy who two hits can just KO you. He's kind of like the special boss. Like, he got in just because he's this whopping behemoth. Like, he's not... It doesn't sound like he would be particularly fast or anything. Like, he would just have a lot of HP.
Yeah.
And then the second one, it would make sense if they hit you, and like let's say it was a she with like dual daggers, okay, you know, she comes at you and she hits you for one reason or another, and then you begin like a sequence of maybe four button presses that you have to do within a time, and if you mess up, like you do a big swing when you should have done a little swing, she'll stab you and take out a lot of health. If you are a little bit slow or, you know, whatever, you just take like a quarter of the damage that you would have otherwise taken.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you are just like spot on right away, you like disarm one of her daggers. And then, so anyways,
gotcha.
So it could still be two hits like the behemoth, because she's obviously a higher skill level than the first boss. Like he just has to hit you. But then, you know, although she can still do that, and if you just
there's ways to
blatantly
her.
Mess up every single thing, she could almost one hit you. But then you know, like if you do most things right, it might take four hits, you know, or four combos.
Never mind.
That's
and it would also feel like, oh, I was so close.
Yeah, that's a good idea for a different genre.
Okay, yeah.
Like,
it feels
like QuickTime things feel wrong for that. I think.
Yeah, I'd be okay with it. Though it also reminds me, every single boss, I just have the same strategy. Get my big Odachi weapon, high stance, strong attack, and that's it. Strong attack, back off. Strong attack, back off. There's no variation of how I fight bosses. It's all the same exact thing. Because all it is two hits and you're dead.
I think once you find like a sort of combo and series of things that work for you, you're kind of good.
Except you can't combo in this. There's only been one boss so far.
Well, not
one hit at a time.
You know, Street Fighter combo, but like
hit multiple times. Like this
like a series of a move set.
Yeah, like I said, just aside from one boss, you can't do a move set on these bosses. You can only do one.
Oh, just because there's no space.
Yeah, you can only do one hit before you got to back off.
Yeah, that's true.
So just
might as well make it heavy.
Yeah, that's all I can do. So yeah, they gotta fix the bosses.
I played both the betas. The first one was way harder. Like, it was unbelievably... There's an unbelievable difference between the three. I think they might have actually increased it a little bit between the second and third. Or the second and the actual game. But I'm not sure. The regular enemies were way harder in the first.
Yeah, boy. Right. Well, that's enough of good old Neo. And I think we've covered all news, correct?
Yeah.
So that means we get to talk about the 10-year anniversary.
Yay.
And what's coming up in 2018.
So, the year was 2007.
It's 2017.
Was. The year was 2007.
I see what you're doing.
Yes.
Okay.
And it was a very good year for anime, unlike this year.
This year.
It's been, there's been some good shows.
But then there were great shows. But
then, in 2007, I would say it was the best year, except maybe 1997 or 96.
No. Because that's just when it began coming to America.
No. We had Evangelion. We had, I forget. But when we first were talking about how good everything in 2007 was, I was like, well, let's look at all the other years. And 97 was pretty good, too. So, what came out in 2007?
Code Geass!
R2.
R2? I think it was R2.
Yeah, first season began in October.
Yeah.
And R2 later on that year.
First Code Geass season 1 was October 2006, you're saying?
Yeah.
I think that's right. What else do you need? Greatest show of all time.
Yeah. Yeah, one's enough.
If you haven't seen it, you should watch it.
John's recommendation, Code Geass, all you need.
What
anime
makes it so good, John?
Everything. Lelouch, Lamprouge, most of all. Code Geass, especially people that watched it kind of close to the time, but even now, it's pretty much everything you can want in anime. It's got like a slice of life. It's got mechs, but the mechs don't overtake the show in such a way that
yeah.
You know, all other mech animes are just like, this one's purple. And that's like an important thing that you need to know. Like, the mechs are there, and the mechs even develop kind of subtle personalities almost, because they're made with philosophies, and you see their makers, and it's a battle of wits between them. It's them using their technology that they created as well as the technology that their enemy created better than their enemy and vice versa. And so there's that element. There's a great underlying, you know, battle of philosophies between Lelouch and his past and his future and his family. Ties are severed, so it's sort of got a, you know, that drama aspect. And then Lelouch is just my favorite character in all of fiction. You can look at him as just, you know, an anime character, you know, just over the top flamboyant, that's it, you know. But there's so much more to him. Like, there's sometimes you get to see him just almost breaking at the seams, and then he goes out and he goes, I am Zero. And he's just the flamboyant character. And then,
spoiler alert.
What? You know that.
Lelouch is Zero.
They knew that. You know that the whole series. And he does all these things. And then he comes back and you get these moments where if you're watching, you can just see this. And everything that happens, which I won't spoil, is hinted at the entire season. I think it's hinted at in the first episode. And it's just like, wow. That's conviction. There's conviction so that the foreshadowing fits. And there's also a huge character arc for a bunch of different characters.
I think every major character has their arc.
Mm-hmm. And it's just the ending will stick with you. Do not. I've known one person who skipped ahead. Everyone else, do not skip ahead. Do not read spoilers. Do not pass go. Start at episode 1, what? Proceed to episode 2. Do not go to episode 3 unless preceded by episode 2, and
who
so on and so forth.
Who does that?
Just one person. I
Charles?
No, it wasn't. Maybe Charles.
No, Charles watched season two with us for some reason.
Oh, yeah, we watched season one.
But Charles is very different. Don't be like Charles unless you're that awesome. Start at episode one, watch it sequentially, take a break if you need, and enjoy.
I like, there's a lot of people that are like, I'll watch the first three episodes to see if I like the thing, and then, like, that's the cutoff. If I'm not sold by then, it's done.
Watch the first two seasons to see if you like it.
And you will.
And then you will. And then we'll watch season three together when it comes out.
Oh, yeah.
In 2018.
I haven't heard any news about that, really. I guess they're kind of keeping it under wraps.
Mm-hmm.
So 5 centimeters per second by Makoto Shinkai, my favorite director in anime. That's a says movie. It's really more of an OVA. It's about a couple, and the girl goes into space on some alien fighting mission, and she and her boyfriend are texting, and the further she gets away from Earth, the longer it gets for them to text back and forth.
Time out.
Yeah?
This is 2007.
Yes.
So they needed to have, like, 160 characters or less?
yeah, but you could just do two texts.
Wow, somebody had a high fancy phone.
To do two texts?
Yeah.
You could do more than one text in a row.
In my phone, it cut you off once you hit 160, and you set up a whole new thing.
Good for you.
Yeah.
It was awful. No,
didn't you have
Is that a plot point?
Didn't you have the razor edge?
He did have the razor edge.
No.
So you had
I had the razor edge like 5 years after it came out.
You had the fancy phone, idiot.
No.
I had
the fancy phone 5 years after it was fancy. My first phone was a brick.
My first phone was a brick. And my phone was a brick until like
2012.
You're probably right. I was gonna say 11. No. Then I got a different brick. Anyway, yeah, so they're texting back and forth, and it takes longer and longer for the texts to get back because, you know, space-time. And, you know, so eventually it's at the point where it's gonna be like, it's gonna take... You know, we're about to, like, jump through this warp hole thing. The next text is going to be, like, 3 months to travel.
Oh, no.
So it's going to be a while by. And then some stuff happens, and it's kind of a sad movie, but bittersweet.
Aww. That's pretty well thought out.
All right, your turn.
My turn?
Yeah.
Forward in anime?
Yeah.
In 2000.
Gurren Lagann.
Yay! Oh.
The anime of manliness.
The anime that will pierce the heavens.
Anime that will pierce the heavens. So, I will first start off by saying this. I don't like mech anime shows or any type of, like, fancy technology. I like things being...
I don't think any of us do.
I don't mind mech
if
shows.
That's the main focus.
Yeah.
I think there has to be something besides that.
Yeah, so this show, like Code Geass, has mechs, but the mechs are just... a tool for moving along the main point of the plot.
They're pretty important.
It's a tool for moving the main point of the plot.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is, basically, this thing revitalized the rule of cool. And the rule of cool is, the cooler you are, the more stuff you can do. This was the literal energy of the universe. The more awesome you were, more energy the universe gave you. And began to kind of feed off into itself, and it was fantastic. They did so many things right. It's difficult to know where to even begin.
It's hard to talk about it because it's so perfect.
Yes. I mean, we have the paragon of masculinity, Kamina, who is probably the manliest character you will find anywhere. And then they managed to break people by spoilers, 3, 2, 1, by killing him in, like, episode 8. Nobody saw that coming.
Yeah.
And it made it even worse, because they first teased us with killing him, then he came back to be awesome, and then after he was awesome, he died.
Yeah.
So it's like, you broke my heart, then you gave me hope, then you broke that hope.
Oh, we killed him. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, also, in the very first scene, they're in space, and you have what looks like Kamina.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But it's clearly not afterwards.
Yeah. There's just so many things done right, and the show goes deep. There's things you gotta know, like the four generals are like based off DNA strands and whatnot.
I didn't even know that one, but that was what I was about to say. You don't have to know those things. That's what they do. Like, yeah, they hit all these points.
There's a lot of very subtle things that are like universally understood, but not really blatant. Like, mm-hmm. a lot of shows, like Evangelion is like, oh, look, symbolism, everything's mystical, Adam and Eve, or you are the nothing, and then, like, none of it really means anything, uh-huh. It just literally just sounded cool, and they're like, yeah, let's roll with that, that sounds cool.
Yeah, Gurren Lagann, no, it makes it a point, and it matters. Just so many, they have not one, but two waifus.
Oh, okay, oh, sure.
If they have Yoko and Nia, depending on which way you want to go. Waifus that actually do something, so that's always nice. So, go watch it. It's difficult to talk about just too many things.
I think there's three essential anime that everyone needs to watch if you're a true fan, and that Joker
Code Geass. Go on.
What? Gurren Lagann.
Thank you. And Death Note
also came out in 2007.
Well, we all know about Death Note because we were complaining about it earlier, but...
Wait, what?
About the live action.
Oh, the live action.
So, TLDR, main character finds a book that, if you write your name in it...
Not your name,
no. But I guess you could.
That got dark.
I really need to do it.
No light. Anyway.
Yeah, go light. If you write someone's name in it, they die, and you can write their cause of death and time of death, and Light uses that to change the world.
But first he begins by cheating at Clue.
What?
Have you ever played Clue?
You
know, Cuddle Mustard in the kitchen.
No, I haven't, actually.
You haven't?
Really? Wow.
Now that I think about it, I didn't have a childhood.
You know, Cuddle Mustard in the kitchen with a wrench.
I played.
No, it's always in the library with
Mastermind and Whoa! Wow!
Sound like you're dragging over there.
There was some word the other day that I just couldn't say.
I love
like,
you.
No matter.
Yeah,
speaking
I know.
Speaking of getting dark, no, I forget what it was. But I was just like, I tried like 10 times to say it, and it was just like, I could not get it out. Like,
now imagine if you had an accent. Yeah. Welcome to my life.
Yeah. If you ever feel like breaking down, 2007.
Who would win in a fight, Gurren Lagann or Death Note? Would Seamon's...
It depends on if robots are alive.
Could Seamon's...
I think... Wait, which one's the face?
Which one's the face?
What? Lagann.
Lagann. I think Lagann would die.
Oh, I see. So you're saying just the robot itself with unmanned?
Yes.
I don't know. I think the energy of the Rule of Cool will counteract Ryuk's death godliness.
But, so if
One of the things that make Gunalak and what it is...
The question is, can you pierce through the hell?
I'm going to assume yes, since they pierce through the heavens.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the things that make Gunalak and what it was. They had the biggest possible battle of any anime could conceive of. You literally can't get bigger than Gunalagin.
Yeah. There was a... Which one of you was it that sent the chart of relative robot size? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And then at some point, it just becomes Gurren Lagann robots compared to, like, stars and stuff. That was great.
By the end of that, the last three episodes, my jaw just unhinged. It was incredible.
Oh, that was great.
But yeah, Death Note was a good one, too.
Death Note was also good. And yeah, so that becomes a cat and mouse game between Light, the Death Note holder, and L, who is he's not really a detective. He's like a freelance detective. Mystery solver.
Yeah.
But is he an actual police member? I don't think he is.
That's why he was raised in an orphanage for it. That was the whole point of it.
We're taking you away from your parents so you can become a detective.
Mm-hmm. I want to play with dolls. No! Your name is L now!
No!
You can have all the candy you want if you solve things.
Well, then, that makes some things make sense.
The more candy, the more crimes you solve, the more candy you get.
And now he's just like, no, I'm an adult now. I can eat all the candy I want.
If you haven't watched it, watch it. I mean, it's still worth a watch. Those
three, I think, are the essential shows. I think any one of them is a good intro show for a non-anime fan. Mm-hmm. I think in order of accessibility, Death Note, Code Geass, Gurren Lagann. So you know what? Death Note's definitely first. Yeah, what do you think about the other two?
Probably Code Geass. Because Gurren Lagann has...
That's what I want to say too, but I don't know why.
Gurren Lagann has a lot of the over-the-top anime stuff that most people would naturally... Yeah, it's got a lot of
shouting and things.
Yeah. I'll also say this.
And like waifu stuff.
Yeah. It is, best way I can put it is, well, to be a obnoxious weeb, the shows will make you a better person by the end of watching it. And Death Note...
They'll make you think.
Yeah. They show me the importance of being clever and setting up things in my room to know if anybody's Geass, in.
Which will make you worse at chess.
No.
Code Geass.
You always lead with the king.
That's right.
Code Geass gave me a lot of fuel for my ambitions, so good. That might be just a me thing, because the whole, you know, taking over the world. Then Gurren Lagann put hair on my chest. It made me experience, you know, the full brunt of manliness and just how far your manliness can go. You know, it's over the top, but in a way in which it's easy to translate into real life, basically. I mean, I'm never going to get into a mech that's the size of the universe and beyond. But the whole concept... The show is always do the never give up thing, but it's always done in just a really stupid way. With Gurren Lagann, it just breaks the fourth wall and says... Never giving up is the plot.
A lot of shows are like, "We'll never give up." Okay, you have your powers back, but this is like, "Never give up."
Is your power.
That is your power?
Yeah. They're good. Aside from all of those, there's other things like History Strongest Disciple Kenichi. It came out in like October or November 2006. But it really gained steam in 2007, which also led to the manga finally being fan translated, and that was
that was probably in an era where that kind of game gained steam too.
Yeah,
if it wasn't because we got like most people probably got better internet around that point.
That too, And then smartphones came out, so they could begin watching on the phone.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. I remember watching Kenichi back with, was it VO? That was...
VO.
Yeah. That was fun. And then they did a bad translation of it, or a bad dub of it. That was sad.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier.
Yeah.
Basically, they took a childlike character and gave him a deep voice.
Oh, yeah.
And they took his childlike qualities and just made it into, he didn't know how to speak the language.
Yeah.
Basically.
May have
very, very poor translation.
He went from being an innocent to being a retard.
Right. Well, yeah.
What else came out that year? Oh, Kodomo no Jikan.
Bless you. What is that?
Your favorite show.
My favorite show?
Yeah.
Which one was that?
It was the one that was, like, they were all set to for it to come out, for the anime to come out. And then, like, a couple more manga chapters got released. And then they're like, ooh, no, this is about pedophiles.
What? What is... I don't know about this.
Yeah. Well, that's basically the plot.
I was not aware... What is it? I know nothing of this, Nick.
Elementary school gets a little too close to his kids. And then it ends with them, like, getting married and stuff.
Ew. Speaking of perverted stuff, what was called Ikitosen came out that year. That was the one which I began watching because I was really excited. Like, oh, cool, they're going to talk about, like, Nobunaga and, like... You know, all of those people back in the Warring States period.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that was supposed to be part of the plot where the characters were, like, embody the souls of those people.
Wasn't that a high school setting?
Yes. But they were... Okay. The high school kids, like, waiting, like, special eatings were supposed to, like, embody the souls of those people, like Nobunaga, Tokugawa, etc.
I thought you were going to say destructible clothes.
But they do have destructible clothes. Yeah. That's pretty much what it is. It's just a show... It's a show to give an excuse of showing women's panties.
Mm-hmm.
That is the show.
Like a lot of shows. Lucky Star also came out.
Oh, boy. Speaking of high school kids.
That's enough of that.
Yeah.
What else? Bakano. You watched that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I did. I just watched that, like, last year. Yeah, basically, you watched that for Isaac.
Isaac?
What? Yes.
We're confused.
Yeah, because you haven't seen it. You should.
Oh, a character in the show.
Yeah. It's really, that is a kooky show. That's like tier 3 anime watcher. Gurren Lagann would probably be like a tier 2, tier 1 bridge. Like if you like anime and you want to get to another level, watch Gurren Lagann. No matter where you at, it'll bridge you to the next. This one, it's like. It's like a timepiece, way back to like early 19th century America, where like the mob was really prevalent. It's totally an accurate representation of American history, but it's one of those that it's kind of endearing. And it's like, well, okay, I could kind of buy it. And somebody invents this potion that turns people into like immortals. And so.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then, so certain people that shouldn't get it, and certain people that should get it, and...
Well said.
Yeah, and it's just like, and you never know that they have it until they're brutally murdered, and you're like, oh, well, that sucks, I like that character. Or, thank God, I didn't want to have to deal with them anymore. and then all of a sudden, like, the blood just... Yeah, anyway. Cool special effects. What a... range of different characters. Like, there are certain characters that are just, you know, like gritty mafia, it needs to be done, you know, and it's just like they're not funny in any sense of the word.
All right.
And then there's Isaac, who just nothing he does makes sense. The entire time he has like one moment, so like this is how little sense he makes. Let's say he has 100 lines, 99 of them are just like, where did that come from? Like, he's mining gold. He's like, you know, nobody in the history of mankind has ever thought to rob the earth. We're going to be rich. And it's like, okay. And then there's just one line, which is so out of character, that like the tone of the lighting changes, and he gives this like sobering, super real line, and it's just like everything stops for a minute. And then he just says something completely, you know, and then something happens, like, you know, something in the next car is like, ah, let's go investigate, you know, and so the whole gambit is there. And actually, his favorite character is one of the tragic heroines. And yeah, it's just, there's a lot of elements that I wouldn't put together, and they make it work pretty well. It's good. Then it's hard to watch because it's hard to juggle everything. And then it gets really, good again. Yeah.
Lots of characters.
Yeah.
Did that end on, like, a conclusive kind of note?
Pretty conclusive.
Really?
I mean, there's immortals walking the earth, so there's always going to be, like, open ends, but...
Yeah.
Because
I think that was based off of, like, a series of books or something.
Books?
So I wonder if that,
Yeah, the books still went on, but they wrapped up the anime pretty well.
Oh. Did you ever watch
I've seen a couple episodes of Do-Ra.
Same author, same kind of, not premise, but like style, I guess. It's just like lots of characters.
I couldn't get into Do-Ra.
They kind of like, you know, everyone's doing their own thing, but they're always crossing paths.
Yeah, and, I kind of liked it. I just like never really had that drive for Do-Ra.
Uh-huh.
And like I wanted to because I wanted to see what that everyone cosplays that
the
yellow helmet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And a couple of the characters are kind of cool, but I just like I never really had that drive to like Bakugo though definitely.
I really like the first season of that, but I never got into the second for some reason.
You know what I just remembered? Nick?
What?
2007 is when Charlie introduced you to us.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You know what that means?
What?
It's the 10-year anniversary of when you met us.
That's great.
You know what else that means?
Nothing.
Nothing. Because you're shit.
Nigga shit.
Anyway, what else came out that year? I already said Lucky Star, right?
Harry Potter.
Yeah. Harry Potter. The book and the movie?
Yep.
There's always a movie coming out.
The 8th book and 3rd movie.
The 8th book.
I made that up. Obviously.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, the 7th book might have come out because that was my last year of high school, and I want to say that it ended right around then.
You know, you could be right.
But anyways, I have no idea which movie and which book.
Let's see. Gundam 00. None of us are really fans.
15,000 Gundam.
There's always a Gundam coming out.
Yeah.
Hitamari Sketch. Anybody watch that?
No.
It's a slice of life show.
You're a slice of life.
It's not bad.
You're not bad.
Claymore.
That's a big one. That's one which I haven't seen, but it keeps getting thrown at me.
Yeah.
It's one of those that's still alive, yeah.
I've read a little bit of it, but not enough, I think, to judge it. It reminds me a bit of Berserk if Berserk was a little more idealistic, which isn't very hard to do. But
right.
Yeah, same kind of like art style and stuff like that. My bride is a mermaid.
I'm sorry. I think that's illegal, Nick.
No, she's not a fish. She's a mermaid. She's just wet.
That sounds like a terrible, boring premise for a show. But also, the mermaid clan is a Yakuza clan.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of like there's all kinds of wacky hijinks going on. Yeah, that one's like, if you ever just want to watch something like without committing to it, just watch an episode of that.
Yeah. That's what I do with One Piece.
No, that's a commitment. That is definitely a commitment.
No, it's just like whenever I feel like just sort of checking out for a while, I'll watch like, I don't know, 10 episodes of One Piece.
Oh, no,
I'll watch like 2 or 3 episodes of One Piece.
Yeah, maybe that's what I should do.
I'll just die, you know.
Because I need something I can just mindlessly play in the background when I'm, like, bagging tea or something.
You would hate the, like, so it's finally, well then. Like, you didn't get past the first part, and so, like I said, I almost stopped watching, I think, twice, and I eventually was just like, you know, I should at least get to the time skip. And so I just held on to that. You're watching Black Clover. Like, there's no much, there's no more soul wrenching you need right now. It does so many things. Like, all right, this is really good. This is really good. Oh my gosh, I talked about this on here, but you know, they got to the sand village basically, and they're like, oh, there's going to be consequences. Oh my gosh, they're actually doing consequences. There were no consequences.
Consequences will never be the same.
Right, right. They made consequences not great.
Speaking of like eight things you just said, Naruto Shippuden started in 2007.
Oh, yeah. Because I remember I was so excited about that way back then. Oh,
yeah. Was so idealistic. When I first met you guys, you made me watch all of Naruto.
Did we do that?
Yeah.
I think I started in 08. I want to say, I think I got to skip all the fillers. That was great. Maybe I started in 07. I think it was 08.
Were there, so.
It was a show I was so excited for. I would watch the Ross before the subtitles because the Ross came out first.
Wow.
That's how excited I was
for Naruto.
Yes.
Did you ever finish watching it?
No.
Did you finish reading it?
Yes.
Okay.
And Last Fight was pretty intense.
Sure. I guess. But it was dumb.
Yeah,
I mean, there were cool drawings, but it was dumb.
And then I heard about Boruto. I'm like, nope.
I watched a couple episodes. Yeah, of that. You told
it
us was okay.
It was like, yeah.
So I need to watch a few more before I know whether or not it's dumber.
I am still salty about Rock Lee not getting any time to shine.
Right? What happened? Because I just saw a meme the other day, and it's just like, you know, everyone has their Naruto phase, and the response to that was, no, once you see Rock Lee drop those weights, you're in for life.
Yes.
And that got so much like, yeah, that's true. And that's the truth. That was the moment that was the nailed
best,
it.
That was the best fight in, well,
I would call I it wouldn't the best say fight that, in the
show. But that's, I think that's the best fight
in that show.
Not Shippuden.
What fight beats it in Shippuden? Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. What?
I remember very little about Shippuden just because it was.
Me too.
It was not that memorable.
I didn't watch it. I mostly just read it.
Yeah, but
I watched a couple episodes of it, and then
that was when they were still revealing, like, everything at that point had been set in motion. Like, Rock Lee wore those silly-looking leg warmers the entire time. And he was, you know, strong the entire time and fast. And then you find out that he was wearing weights, and it's just like, oh,
that changed the game. It was one of the coolest reveals.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
In Shippuden, they sort of did a bad Gurren Lagann thing, you know, where it's just like, you know, back in Naruto, he can make one Rasengan. In the next one, he just is like, now I can make one for every one of my nine tails that I can just randomly spawn anytime I want and just do it. And by the way, they're also huge.
Huge.
Yeah.
And he can throw one and make him expand. Wind chakra. Just like,
yeah.
This is silliness.
They went way too
They didn't reveal something to make that happen. He's just like, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Ooh!
Yeah, you know.
Super Kamehameha.
You're right. They're like, I think there were, like, I'm not sure what the word is. Like, I want to say cooler.
Oh my god, what just happened?
I don't know, my phone went off. I want to say cooler, but that's not the right word.
More stylized, I guess?
Like, yeah, more stylized.
Sure, I can give you that, but that doesn't make it a better fight.
The build-up to that fight and the reveal of dropping the weights and, like just the sort of, like, atmosphere and cinematography of that fight was incredible.
Actually,
especially considering like all the people that tried to just like they couldn't even scratch him, and like Lee punches him and it's just like cracked, and he's like, Gar's like, what?
Nani?
I rewatched that fight actually last week, and
because it keeps making the rounds.
It was just so excellent. It was that, and also when he went basically pseudo Super Saiyan.
When he was opening up, unlocking the gates and stuff.
It was like, oh my god! He is a monster! Like, he made Kakashi, like, reveal his Sharingan so he can, like, pay attention. It's like, oh my god! And then, like, the heartbreaking moment of he'll never be a ninja again. Ah!
Yeah.
You can't do that! Yeah. You can't do that!
Like, and that's something that style doesn't get you. Like, that had so much plot relevance. Like, there were so many feels, and then you felt that fight for, like, 10 episodes after that because he's, like, dying, you know, not able to move. He's this little, tiny Tim, you know? Like,
stop that!
I am.
What was also really good is they did this really well in the manga, but terrible in the anime. So, in the manga, Tsunade does the whole, you know, you'll never be a ninja again thing. I can do the surgery, but it'll be like 50% chance of death. And after him and Guy had the hutch hut talk, and Guy said do the surgery, that was the last we even saw of Rock Lee. Until he came back when Naruto was fighting the bone guy. And that made that moment just such a, like, holy shit moment.
He's like, back.
Oh my god! Ah!
He's back and gonna be relevant.
Yeah.
And then that was it. Yeah. Right? Was that his last fight?
That was his last
non-filler fight?
Yes. No. That was his last.
He showed up at, like, sort of the end of Shippuden.
Did he do anything?
He did not. Nick,
was,
I'm telling you, he did not.
Sort of in the background.
He did nothing. That's why it was... Apparently, after 3 fucking years, he can only open 1 more gate. Come on! He opened up 5 gates in like a month. Not a month, but you know what I'm saying? Like, he opened up 5 gates in a short amount of time. He only was able to open up 6 after 3 years of training? Just...
And to not be able to do anything else special with them. So, like, I could see him opening up one more if he just realized, wait a second, with the third gate open, I can do this really amazing thing that literally nobody's thought of. I need to perfect this so I don't just destroy myself.
Yeah, something. Guy Sensei's moment at the end should have been Rock Lee's moment.
Yes! That would have actually... People would have loved that.
Yeah.
That would have fit the theme of the show, too, because it used to be handing it down to the next generation.
Uh-huh.
And I appreciate Guy's moment, don't get me wrong. I like that Madara was just like, I respect you. You know, that was pretty cool. But yes, Rock Lee would have been a better candidate for that fight.
Shippuden is just a series of mistakes. That's what it was.
But it came out in 07, and when it first came out, it seemed like it could be good.
Yeah.
That was hope, my friends.
Yes. Unlike school days.
Unlike school.
Starts out kind of hopeful, but then not so much.
Well, at least there was fan service.
Oh, no, there was not.
Oh!
There was for me.
Only if you're sick and depraved.
Like I said.
Oh.
Tomato, tomato.
I think Romeo x Juliet had some fan service.
A little bit. That was like,
that was a weird show.
Guys like boobs, or if they're gay, dicks, you know, and girls like the story, and that had the Romeo Juliet. Is it going to happen? Oh, do they feel for each other? Are they going to actually confess? Kind of vibe to it.
I want to do a Romeo and Juliet remake, where I completely changed the ending just to piss everyone off.
What, were they live happily ever after?
Did you see Romeo x Juliet?
No.
It just wasn't Romeo and Juliet. It was like some weird thing involving...
Wasn't there a mech?
Like, I don't think
yes,
there was
like mech horses.
Yeah, that's right.
Horses.
That's what it was, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah. But no, it was like... Juliet was basically Zorro.
Yeah!
And...
The Red Mask.
And like there was like the Tree of Life was involved somehow or something. It was just all over the place with every story except Romeo and Juliet.
I want to make it so that they live happily ever after.
I think they did.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
I'm not sure.
I don't remember.
I think they did.
Was
I think
there
you're
anything
right.
Anything else of relevance that came out during that time? How about Bleach?
It was probably... Shippuden started, so Bleach had already... gone on for a few seasons.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as you kind of look at...
Clannad started.
Oh, nice. So, like, as you look at that list, pretty much there were several. So, right now...
This is an incomplete list. This list is so incomplete.
Yeah, so, I mean, look through it, see if you find anything else, but we were, these days, if we get one really good show, that's amazing. You know, that, yeah, like that's like got, your highlight show.
We got three shows, and one of them's super.
Yeah. Right. I remember back then, it was like, you know, today's Wednesday. What's coming out this Wednesday for me to enjoy? It's Thursday. What's the Thursday lineup of what I'm going to enjoy? We don't have that anymore.
No.
Yeah.
I just have Saturday, and that's it.
There were so many, just great shows. And then yeah. There were so many really good shows that take a backseat. Like, what was it, Claymore? We even forgot about because there were just so many, you know, big, huge, awesome shows. And some of them didn't resurface for, like, a couple of years just because there was so much to love.
Well, there is a lot that just, like, people missed it. Like, I think there were a couple ones this current season that we overlooked. Nah. Just because, you know, we were watching other stuff and then kind of didn't really give everything a chance. Garo, I didn't watch, or I have been watching, like, the prequel to the prequel of that, and that's really good, but,
this is to go even further behind!
Yeah. So, that's, I'm assuming, good, but, you know, I didn't watch it because I haven't seen any of the rest, so... there's that.
You know what I want to do now, just to troll?
What?
Make another Naruto, but a prequel, so even before the Sage of Six Paths appears, like, so before ninjas were a thing, and just have, like, a mundane story about people living their lives.
Oh, there's tons of those, you just don't know it.
But you know what I mean. Like, just taking, like, Naruto's name, and, like, not even paying homage to what Naruto was about, just, why is this called Naruto the previous years? Just trolling the hell out of people.
No, but it wouldn't be Naruto.
Actually, you should name it Naruto's dad.
And it's like at the end, and this character was the great, 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 great grandfather of Naruto. So? He has like no, like, nothing that connects with him. Oh, the yellow hair came from the fifth generation. Like, nothing to connect him to Naruto besides just the love story. Just something stupid like that. Speaking of stupid, so 2018, I got a chance to look through what's coming up in the first quarter, whatever. Mm-hmm. Out of all the selections, only two really interested me. Technically 2.5, because one of them got my attention in a sense of, there's no way this is it. And that was one which was, you know, this sounds like a typical love story. But in this case, she has a secret. She likes ramen. And that was it. So I'm just like they're pulling something. There's no way this is it. There's something behind this.
I read a description that was slightly different. Where is that? I copied all the things that I was interested in onto a list, but I didn't copy the descriptions. I should have done that. Let's see. Stop that. At first glance, the city of Fukuoka seems... The ramen thing? Hakata Tenkatsu Ramens?
No, not that. Oh. That's one of the shows I'm interested in, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, no, that makes sense. Something,
yeah.
You said, I only saw two things I'm interested in. The one I just said and Kokoku.
Kokoku!
But you didn't say the third thing. What's the third thing?
The third thing was the ramen thing, which was just like, there's no way this can be it. Just look for something with a really short description.
Okay.
Or just type in ramen in a search. Because it's as simple as I'm saying it.
I have to get up
there. Like, she has a secret. She likes ramen.
That's not a secret.
I know, I mean, which I mean, why...
It is, like, but it's that's not like a...
There's got to be something else.
That doesn't mean she's Batman.
Like, does she, like, kill people on the side? That'd be a fun little twist. Like, I'm here to watch a fun little story. Holy shit! Ramen is people!
This gourmet comedy follows the daily life of Koizumi, a high school girl who looks like a cool beauty at first glance, but actually has an unexpected side of her that loves ramen.
That's it?
Okay.
Like, what the hell am I supposed to make of that?
Well, it was unexpected. I didn't expect her to like ramen.
Did you guys watch the video I made about how trashy anime is now?
Was it from, like, a month or two ago?
Yeah.
Yes.
So this fits into the four girls form a club to do something category.
Oh, my God. So I guess it did its job. I'm interested in just in the sense of what?
It piqued your curiosity, but it didn't deserve it.
Yes. The other two, on the other hand, they actually seem they could be good.
Yeah, so Hakata Tankatsu Ramen.
Bless you. It's a weird sneeze. Usually I just say achoo. Describe it, Nick.
I'm trying to get it, but it will only let me...
Nick, I want to know it.
I'm trying to find it, but it's only showing me the dumb one.
Just go to... Dragon
it's on the same page, but it go won't let me look at the good one.
Go to Facebook and just click directly on the link. That's not Facebook. It's right there. Nick.
No, I'm looking for it. Okay, here it is. No, we're experiencing forced ramen girl stuff. Okay, at first glance, the city of Fukuoka seems like a peaceful one, but under the surface, crime is running rampant. The city's Hakata Ward is home to the professionals of the underworld, professional killers, detectives, informants, professional revenge seekers. What's the point of that?
Huh?
If you want revenge on someone, don't you want to do it yourself? Whatever.
Not necessarily. Sometimes you hate people so much you just want to see them suffer. You don't care how.
Oh my God! I can hear the person you're talking about in your voice.
Oh, I hate it.
Those skilled in torture and more. And according to urban legend, a killer of professional killers has shown up in the city. I watched a trailer of this.
Uh-huh.
It just looked like a fighting game intro.
Yeah, like you couldn't even make out what was going on. It was just like
it still looks cool though. Really nice art and stuff.
Yeah, but it didn't really tell me anything.
No, but the description does, so... Yeah.
So that seems like it could be fun.
Trailers never show anything for anime. It's just like, here's...
It's junk. The opposite of America.
Yeah, you're right.
Here's the plot in you're two right. minutes.
Here's all the spoilers, guys. So that and Kokoku. Kokoku. Juri Yukawa lives with her neat... father and brother, her retired grandfather, her sister, and her young nephew. One day, her nephew and brother are kidnapped for ransom. Having only 30 minutes to meet the demands of the kidnappers, Jerry, who realizes there is not enough time to prepare the money, decides to head for the rescue by herself with knife in hand when her grandfather uses a mysterious stone passed down in the Yukawa family to stop time. Ooh. In a way where everyone and everything are inert, Juri and her father and grandfather run to rescue the two. But at the kidnappers' hideout, they soon realize they are not the only ones who can move about in this world. Yeah, that looked good, too.
You saw the trailer?
Yeah. Did I? No, I don't think I did for this one. But it sounded so good that I didn't need to watch it.
Let's pause it and watch it because things get fucked up in the trailer.
Okay, we're watching the trailer now. So that was a Bloodborne monster.
Yeah, so it was a lot of... It was a different trailer than what I saw. It showed a little bit more. The main thing it had was the monster at the end. It was... In a world of what? This was still a what?
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff that I didn't expect.
Yeah, so it seems like it could
like
be
I,
really...
I expected, like... Honestly, I don't know what I expected, which was why I kind of didn't
watch it, because...
Like, the premise kind of intrigued me enough, mm-hmm. but that, like, had a lot of stuff going
whatever
on that
you subconsciously
I didn't really
expected, that was not it.
No, yeah. No, it wasn't. That was weird.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that one.
So those are the two that you're into, huh?
Should we make those a group watching thing so we have...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, those are the two you're watching. I'm interested in the Junji Ito collection, which I talked about before. So it's just stories by Junji Ito. Various short stories. That's all there is to it.
Yay!
It's got all the greatest hits and returning characters. I think after reflecting on it, you might know the meme where the shark bursts through the door.
Yes,
that's him.
Yay!
So you would know at least a little bit.
Yay!
That is interesting. Anything else?
Yeah, a ton of stuff. The sequel to Basilisk.
I'm
the only one. I guess I'm the only one that's interested in that.
I guess so. I haven't seen it, so.
Oh, you haven't seen Basilisk yet?
Yeah.
I'm the only one that has.
I
guess.
About that monster.
No, it's really good. It's like if Naruto wasn't for kids. Really. It's like they're real ninjas, but they do Naruto kind of moves.
Is it set in modern day?
It's Sengoku era.
I really want to make an anime in which, number one, it's not comedy. And number two, it's ninjas set in modern day where ninja stuff never went away. And they don't use magical powers, but they can trick people into thinking they have magical powers. But nobody knows they exist because they're fucking ninjas.
I want to say that exists, but I don't.
Yeah,
but
so they do things like, you know, political assassinations, corporate sabotage, all while like using ninja tactics. But nobody knows the ninjas because the ninjas.
I really want to say that's a thing.
It sounds like it should be a thing, but
there is a comedy one though.
I know there's several comedy ones. For some reason, people have now associated ninjas with comedy. Thanks, Naruto.
Okay, next week I'll try to find that, because that's totally a thing. But what else?
Bernstein beers. This is what's happening. The Bernstein beers effect.
Oh,
the mandala effect.
Yeah, I was just reading about that.
Yeah, it's dumb. Have you ever gone to like the subreddit for that?
What?
Like the mandala effect? People thinking that that's what happened.
What is?
The mandala effect, which is, you know, a lot of people thought Nelson Mandela is dead, but turns out he wasn't.
I thought you meant the shape.
Oh no,
Mandela.
No. I should say Mandela effect.
Yes.
But
the Nelson Mandela effect.
The first time someone mentioned it to me, they said mandala, and that's just what my head now thinks, and I can't break free of that.
I thought that's what you were talking about.
Yeah, the Mandela effect.
I was literally bookmarked right there.
The Mandela effect. And so, have you ever go to like any internet's like subreddit or forums about it? Those people are kind of insane. It's really creepy.
In what way?
Like, they genuinely think that they've gone to a parallel universe.
Oh.
And they claim stuff like, yeah, man, I have, like, flashes of the real world, and, like, I can almost
feel
myself.
They're called dreams.
I can feel myself, like.
Or alternatively, regrets.
Yeah.
Or alternatively, facts.
That's the only way.
Oh, okay. That's the. The joke of the day.
You know, there's a lot of, like, anti-Trumpish, like, that's the only way he could have won, man. I can't live in this universe.
Oh, man.
Even.
Yeah. I can't even.
All right, so, the other things that I wanted to watch, Violet Evergarden, which has a terrible description, but an awesome trailer. Let's see, where's the description?
I just went by descriptions.
I went by descriptions, and if it was like, then I watched the trailer, and the trailer was good for this. It reminded me of Magus Bride.
Yay.
I will run as fast as I can to wherever my customer desires. I'm the Auto Memories doll, Violet Evergarden. Oh, wait, I skipped a ton.
Yes, you did.
Auto Memories doll. It's been quite a while since that name caused a fuss. Originally invented by Professor Orland solely for his beloved wife, Auto Memories dolls eventually spread out into the world, and a machine that allows people to rent out the dolls was also created. I will run as fast as I can to do whatever my customer desires, blah, blah, blah. A girl who almost appears to have popped out of a fairy tale with her blonde hair and blue eyes said this with her inorganic beauty and sweet voice. Yeah, so it reminded me a lot of Magus Bride, and it's by Kyoto Animation, so looks great. Also, Darling in the Franxx, which,
name sounds funny.
Yeah, it's definitely a Japanese thing. Joint anime project between Trigger and A1 Pictures that was, who cares about that? So Gurren Lagann and Kill the Kill people.
Mm-hmm.
The story is in the distant future. The land is ruined and humanity establishes the Mobile Fort City Plantation. Pilots produced inside plantation live in Milston, also known as the Birdcage. Children live there knowing nothing of the outside world or the freedom of the sky. Their lives consist of battling to carry out missions. Their enemies are mysterious giant life forms known as Kyoru, and the children pilot robots called Franxx to face off against them. The children riding the Franxx proves their existence. A boy named Hiro is called Code 16, and then there's a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
So this one, I was like, eh, that sounds super generic, but then the trailer sold me. The trailer for both of these was the opposite of what I expected. So you want to watch the trailers?
Sure.
Okay. So those are those. What do you think?
The one from the Gurren Lagann Kill the Kill people, maybe.
Maniacs or something. Yeah, Darling in the Franxxx.
Yeah. When I can see more information, more scenes to catch my interest. That could be a thing.
Yeah, there was a lot of kind of standing around, and it was all in Japanese, so yeah. Mm-hmm. We couldn't understand what they were saying. There was a lot of text on screen.
Yeah, the other one looks beautifully animated, but I don't know if it'll catch my interest.
Violet Evergarden.
Yeah, and again, I don't like robots things.
And android things, not mecha things.
Any type of robot things. Really? I don't like technology. Keep it with swords and bows. Mm.
Well, there wasn't. It didn't seem like a combat thing.
No,
like a drama thing.
No, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I just don't like the futuristic stuff.
Well, what's that seemed more like a kind of steampunky thing.
Don't like steampunk.
But not even like I don't know how to describe it. But it, like, you know, you see what I mean when I said it seemed like Magus Bride. It had the same kind of vibe, but like. Mechanics instead of magic, which I know will make you like it even less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we get a translation for the trailer, I'll give it another shot.
Would you watch the first episode?
I probably watched the first episode.
Yeah, okay. So, for me, I think it's shaping up to be at least a decent season, and we've also got what's it called? Magus Bride is continuing.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's all nice. And, of course, Black Clover is continuing for you.
50-some episodes.
Have fun.
Well, like I said earlier,
you can jump that ship whenever you want.
They have finally made an episode I liked, so...
Tune in for the second infusion.
Yes. Talk about that.
Yeah. Are we done? Are we starting the second infusion now?
As far as I'm concerned, I'm done. Do you have anything else to add?
No, not really. Not for this.
All right. Well, then
watch Code Geass.
Yes, yes. Watch Code Geass. One more thing that none of us knew about. I guess it's a shorter show, like, you know, a 3-minute or something length. Maho Yome, which is it's 30 seconds, so extra short. When Magus Bride is a companion show to Magus Bride, and it airs on Twitter every week. So there's 12 episodes out there, and that'll continue. So,
woo,
yeah.
All right, now
that's interesting. I wish that we knew about that.
Well, now we do.
Today I learned.
Yep.
All right.
On to the second infusion. 3, 2, 1.
And we're back.
Welcome to the second infusion. That was my way of waking you up. So, we have our second cup of wrath.
That is finished it.
Jesus. Alright, so well, who wants...
Here's more if you want it.
I am full of wrath.
Oh boy.
Isn't it nice? Nice warm feeling in the belly.
It is warm.
So who wants to begin the second infusion talking about that animu?
I will before we get into animu.
I've got something else. No one twerks like Gesto and makes it work like Gesto.
No, stop that.
No one drops down that booty and jerks like Gesto.
What? No.
What's he especially good at?
He be up in the club with that...
Stop!
Man, he's so fly, that Gaston.
Send me whatever that is. Whatever that originally came from on Facebook, and I'll watch it later because it sounds funny, but not right now. So I got dragged into the dark netherworld of Korean dramas because Netflix suggested it to me, and I'm like, what is this? Okay, I'll watch it. Oh, no. So I'm watching something called Dark. Or Dark or Black?
Racist?
I think it's Dark. Yeah.
The sun is going down.
And it's kind of like a combination of Erased and Death Note. So the basic premise is there's this girl who can see if someone's about to die, like, you know, in the next 10 minutes or something, she sees like a shadow around them, and if she touches the shadow, she can see how they're gonna die. So you know, it's kind of like, oh, I'm cursed. But then this police detective finds out about it, and he's like, no, that's a blessing. You can solve crimes before they happen. So they team up for a while, and, you know, there's kind of a thing between them, and that's developing. But then it just takes, like, it seems like really obvious where the show is going to go. But then it just takes the hardest swerve I've ever seen out of anything. Except maybe when they cry. And it's in kind of like this like really weird place, and it turned into like a pre-murder mystery. So Who's gonna done it, yeah. And so now it's like they have to solve the 20 years ago backstory is kind of where it's at. It's pretty good.
Nice.
Though it's really confusing because it's Korean and I'm not used to that. I can't do it. I can only get used to one Asian language.
Have you heard any of the hard H's yet?
Hard H?
Yes.
What do you mean?
At some point in Korea, I'm not sure what words use this, but they sometimes make an H sound which goes... Yeah.
No, I have not heard that.
I always like get a little scared every time I hear it.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I heard it in real life. From an old man, maybe who was just hacking up a lung while talking, but...
Okay, that's probably it. There aren't any... Well, there's a couple old men in this, but not hacking up a lung.
But it, like, flowed right into the conversation. Like, come on, Juan! Like, you know, something like that. Just like, damn, son! You okay?
Yeah, and then going into anime... I watched a couple more episodes of UQ Holder, and the last time I watched it was pretty much exactly when I stopped reading, and so now I'm ahead of where I was reading, and wow, that took a plot twist. So I'm going to stop watching it and pick up reading it.
Good boy.
Yeah. Because the anime is kind of doing some weird things. And that's all I have to say about that.
Yay! So this week, finally, there was a Black Clover episode which I didn't hate.
Yay! Huh.
And it was the episode in which the main character wasn't in it, so...
Yay!
Maybe that's why.
Yay!
So
it can you imagine if they replaced his voice with just like a raspy old man? Like if they did a reverse Apachai?
Yeah. That'd be fantastic.
Go out with me. Why won't you go out with me?
Why are the South Park rednecks dating the
none?
Bigger do.
Alright, so it kind of bounced off of things that were happening last episode. Last episode, we got introduced to the Wizard King. And he seemed like a bit of a quirky guy who doesn't care about his actual work. And just wants to do fun magic stuff.
Dumbledore!
Yeah. In the previous things, there was a thief running around in like the black market. And he disguised himself as an old lady to get robbed. And the main character stepped up and, you know, did main character stuff to rescue the old lady. And so he's like, dang, son, that guy's got a sword that cuts off magic. Is that even magic? I don't know what's going on, but that's fun. Then his, like, assistant shows up. He's like, what are you doing? Get back to work. Get out of the black market. And then it goes off to the main character's rival, you know. You know, the emo Sasuke guy.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, you know. he is transporting the son of nobility. And this is the guy who he fought in the, not tournament, but fought in the Chunin exams. The before times. Yeah, no, the Chunin exams, whatever they call it. To become a wizard knight. What was it called? Magic knight? Something like that. That's how much I care. And he humiliated him. And for some reason, this character specifically requested Yuno to be his bodyguard as he gets transported from one place to another. They got attacked, and Yuno fought him off. But something was a bit fishy about the attack. So, secret bad guy is all like, Yuno, you're so awesome, and I can't believe you beat me. I want to know where you grew up. Can you take me to your village? And so they did that.
Also, show me how much money you have in your wallet. Just curious.
And so they did that.
Is there anybody that you like that's kind of frail?
And to make a
the
long...
The more feminine, the better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To make a long story short, he basically... So the people that was attacking them, it was hired by the guy who's got the bodyguards... was hired by the Son of Nobility. But we find that out later. So, to make a long story short, the nun is going out to grab some more water. He puts his coat on her to be all like, you know, I want you to stay warm because it's freezing outside. And she gets kidnapped. So, you know, is with two other people. His senpai, who's watching over him, and another first year. The senpai is basically a male tsundere. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm not going to acknowledge you anything, baka. And he says they have to continue the mission and they have to leave right away because bad guy is in danger, but they don't know that he's the actual bad guy yet. And Yuno's basically like, fuck you! If you do this, you know, we're going to have to arrest you. Fuck you! And he goes over to rescue the nun. And finally, we get a chance to... Get some idea of magic combat. Yuno fights. So
wait. Yep. It's like 11 episodes in, and there hasn't been any actual magic fights. Despite there being a tournament.
No. There's been magic fights, but it's been very.
It was like sparring.
Off screen.
No, it's been on screen, but like, there's no like story or rhythm or rules behind it.
Oh, okay, so it's like the opposite of Naruto. The further in you go, the more rules there are?
Let me explain it, Nick.
Okay.
So there's five bad guys that have done all this kidnapping stuff. And so Yuno encountered the first one, and what did he use as a weapon? He shot up he uses earth magic, and he made a whole bunch of boulders and earthy stuff just come off the ground to attack Yuno. Yuno uses wind, and all he did was dodge the big stuff, took a couple of rocks that the guy created, and basically just winded him back in his face, knocked him out.
Winded him back.
Yep. And the guy specifically called Yuno by his first name. He's all like, why do you know my name? The second guy uses water, and he tried to trap Yuno in a water bubble to drown him. Yuno just used wind to basically move the thing around. And they talked a little bit, and Yuno figured out that the bad guys are targeting him instead, not the Son of Nobility. And so he does the wind thing, clears out the bubble, and throws the water back in the dude's face. Goes off to fight the third guy. Third guy uses, crystalline weapons or something, and creates these, giant, massive things that, again, uses his wind to basically, deflect and throw back at him. And he's like, you guys keep trying to do this big, flashy stuff. It's not working. You know, magic is not about how big and flashy you can be. It's how you use it. And so, he just takes it and just throws it back at him because they don't know what they're doing. They just think bigger is better. And so it's like, okay. So there's some actual, thought involved. It's not just make the biggest thing and you win. So good. This gives hope that there might be some entertaining fights later on. You know, past episode 12.
And so he does... that sounds like something I'd actually watch.
Yeah. And finally he comes up to the fourth guy who's got the nun captured. He uses fire. And he's got, his fiery hand by your face. Like, if you're getting closer, I'll burn your face off. And, it's like, oh, shit. But... And this part is actually kind of dumb. I don't know why they decide to do this. It's like, that's okay. I'm not going to be the one to take you out from this distance. The bad guy's like, what? Who is? And so Yuno ducks. And it's his senpai who is behind him, basically summons a giant spear-like thing to go and hit the bad guy. Now, The reason... that's dumb because the reason Yuno didn't is because he was too far away to hit him. So the guy who's further behind, who launches a very visible spear, does a better job of hitting him? That was not well thought out, guys.
Well, I guess maybe he can only affect wind in a certain radius.
From what we've seen... the radius would have been close enough. So, yeah. So, Senpai came back because they thought something was fishy about the whole thing. Bad guys were only targeting Yuno. They just showed up at this random village and took somebody they knew was not the Son of Nobility. And so, the other character that I've not talked about yet, the other first year, she's able to use plant magic. And she creates plants that can do fun things. One plant basically, captures somebody and forces them to, speak the truth. And she used it, and, Son of Nobility, who just spilled the beans, basically, and kept them trapped. And she had another type of plant magic in which...
Wait, he was in on it?
Huh?
He was in on it?
Yeah, he's the one who orchestrated the whole thing.
Oh.
Yeah. And... Okay. And she has another thing where she is able to, look through other plants to try and find people. And she used that to, find, which how they knew where he was. It's like, okay, you can use plants, but not in typical ways.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so this plant can make people tell the truth. You can use this plant to look through other plants' eyes and figure out what people are. So as long as there's plants around, you can, spy on people. You put it. Alright, so, we have good things. We have some examples of magic being used in not typical ways. We got examples that show it's not all about who's got, the bigger magic dick. And so that's fun.
So, it's called Clover, not Magic Dick.
And so after all that happens, they're like, so that was so that was five of you. What happened to the fifth guy? And they're like, we're not sure what happened to him. And it fades off to the fifth guy, and he transforms again to the Wizard King. And he's just like, well, I would have helped them if they really needed it, but it seemed like they had it. That was fun. I'm going to just lay down here, take a nap, and he sits in...
10 points to Dumbledore.
Actually, yeah, they gave him a star.
Like a sticky gold star?
Yes, actually.
Oh my god.
And actually that's one of the jokes. So anytime one of the houses does something really awesome, they get a gold star to show how awesome they are. The best of the houses, the Golden Dawn, they have like 100-something stars. The Black Bulls, which where the main character is, they have -30.
How do you get a negative star?
We don't know yet.
Just give you a black...
That's 30 black holes.
That's pretty good.
Or plot holes.
And so, like, the main...
Plot holes,
And so Black Bulls really wants to catch up to the Golden Dawn.
Oh, good luck for them. Yeah,
before they were like, we're only 100 away. Damn, but now we're 101. This is basically
the first Harry Potter movie, or Harry Potter book. Like, they were in last place going in, down by, like, 70 points. Well, no, 50, 50, 50, 10. That's 160 points.
To be fair, the same people who lost all the points were the ones that gained it back.
Yeah.
And then the episode finally ended.
Sounds like they all just suck.
The episode ended with the Wizard King being met by his apprentice, not apprentice, but like assistant, going, you know, hey, bad stuff is happening. He goes, yeah, I can feel that too. Something is up. You know what we should do? We'll send the first years.
Good idea.
Yeah, and that seems like way to play. Seems like finally, like, you know, big plot arc stuff is going to happen. And so hopefully we'll get to actually, like, you know, see things happen. Enough of this world building. Blow things up. Hit something.
Tell us more about the first episode.
It was the same kind of world building as that one road has been being built for like the last 6 years.
Oh, over here?
Yeah.
Yeah. God, that was awful. It just became so complicated that I just didn't care.
The plot or the road?
both.
So, something I want to remark on. Right now, it's the era of... We've talked about it being the era of nostalgia, especially. But it's also, like, right now, if you do anything to acknowledge the fourth wall, people think you're so intellectual and cool. And therefore, it's awesome. I won't talk too much about it, but I saw Jumanji, and the movie overall is entertaining. It's pretty much what it should be.
Have you seen it before this?
The first Jumanji?
There's more than one?
Yeah, they just came out with one.
Oh,
you didn't know that?
No.
Oh my god. Okay, so they just came out with. All right, so
is it a remake or
no? So basically, here's what happens. The Jumanji, they couldn't destroy it for some reason in the last one, so they went and buried it, or they were going to destroy it, and it fell off the boat. Some weird dumbass thing happened.
Boat?
Something. Anyways, it's found in the year 1996 by this sort of like skater bro, and he was just on the beach, and there was boom, 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 and it was the board game, and he opens up the board game, and you see it
and
there.
And Dio comes out.
And then Dio comes out. No, actually, kind of, but if you think about it abstractly. So he's just like, board game? Who plays board games? That's so stupid. And then he puts it up on the shelf, and he plays his Sega. And the game overnight transforms into like a Sega Genesis-esque
thing.
So it's a video game, and then you see on the outside of the house, there's an ominous green light that flashes, and he's gone. And then it flashes forward into the year 2017.
That's where we are!
Yeah, there's four youth that get detention, and they have to remove staples. And as they're removing staples from magazines for punishment, they come across this exact same Atari game.
It's an Atari now?
It's something like that.
In a magazine?
No, it's not a magazine. It's just down in the basement of the school for a reason we don't know.
Wait, how did it get from some surfer dude bro's
all right, so you see
house into the school?
The surfer dude's house is like the creepy old man's house, and it's covered in like decay.
Why?
And the dad is there, and he's like lost his mind.
Is this the same house from the original Jumanji?
No, this is not.
You've seen original Jumanji, right, Nick?
Yeah.
So it's the same idea, where the kids find it. One of them gets trapped. Oh, God, bad things happen. Many years later.
Yeah, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did that. By the way, fourth wall, 1996. Those are the kids that would have watched the original Jumanji. They had their surrogate in the movie.
Ah.
And so, like, that was pretty obvious. Also, later on, this character, they come across him, and he's just like, yo, what's up? That's banging like Barbra Streisand. He's using, like, all the, like, 90s lingo, and they're just like, what year do you think it is? And he's staying in this fort that was built before him, and it's made by Robin Williams' character. Mm-hmm. That was a pretty nice little detail that they put into the movie. But yeah, so the teens, they pick their characters, their avatars, and they're like, you know, they make obvious jokes like, oh, I don't think it matters much. And like, well, one of them gets to be The Rock.
The Rock?
Dwayne Johnson is in there. He's not The Rock. He's Dr. Smokin' Hammer or something like that. He's like this really, you know, so he's that. Then they have Jack Black is another character. Jack Black's the avatar for a 16-year-old girl who's like super obsessed with her image. So she's too happy with her avatar. The big football player gets trapped into the body of, I can't remember his name, but he's a very small comedian. And so he's just like, I'm just too fat, you know, they have the top two feet of me. And he thinks that his dick is the biggest, and so he keeps like, the nerd is the Rock, and so he keeps trying to like intimidate the nerd, and then eventually he's just like, I have no weakness. And they do a good job, the weaknesses all matter. But anyways, my what I wanted to say is, the 90s guy, when they run into him, he just busts out all the 90s lingo, which is total nostalgia. Lets people that originally watched the movie, which will be a lot of the people that come to see this, be like, yeah, I remember that.
Nobody that is in there didn't see the original.
Probably. And then they
Jumanji, what?
They spend the whole time like...
Never heard of it.
The whole time they just spend trying to reference the fourth wall and then trying to maintain their universe, and it's, you know... I mean, overall, it was a fun movie.
The fourth wall or a callback?
Callbacks, and then the fourth wall itself, too, just like, you know...
Who is the chick and who is the black guy?
The chick is... she was actually a companion for Doctor Who. It's Karen Gillan.
I mean, who is she in the movie?
She's, she is, what is her name? She's the manslayer. So, like, the Rock is the main guy. He's the one that the game is built around. And then this girl is, like, the kung fu master.
Which, Doctor Who companion?
Pond. Amy Pond.
Oh.
So I was pretty stoked to see that she was in something like this.
Turn that off.
Why was that in images?
Oh.
It was a YouTube link in Google Images.
So.
Sure.
Weird.
You know, I guess how to say, some of the elements of the original Jumanji don't really age into this, and so they make fun of those things. Like, well, obviously that's just stupid. And then they continue on.
Like what?
Like who plays video games, or who plays board games? That doesn't work, but we're going to make a movie out of it. And
actually, board games have been more popular than ever, like probably that they've ever been.
I don't know the numbers
among,
on that.
Among adults.
Oh, well, sure. These were all youths.
Youths.
Yeah, it's a fun movie.
Like kids or late. Like high school.
Actually, this is something really stupid. I didn't. It struck me as somewhat odd, but I didn't know it was this bad until I left the theater. So, like I said, these are four high school kids.
Yeah.
The guy they got to play the football player was 30. I thought he was a bit older, but like there was nobody closer to the age of a high school student that wanted the role seriously.
Well, what was that show back in the 90s, like Dawson's Creek or something? By the end of it, all those high school kids were like 36.
Yeah. That was on for so long.
You
want
to go to a concert?
Green Day's playing. Oh, my God. So that's all I'll say about that.
Yay. Anything else before we move on to the big two?
Nope.
Nope.
Start with Magus Bride?
Magus Bride. Magus Bride.
I cried.
Maggots you Bride.
Cried? I cried.
You bitch.
Yeah.
At what part?
A couple parts. Just hit me in the feels, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a really feely show. And it's been a long time since any anime has really hit me in the feels. And usually it hits me in the feels because I can relate to this depressing thing in my life. This is just... I can feel how depressing this is, even though I've never talked to a Dragon Rock thing.
Yeah.
I think my favorite part was when she turned into that giant flaming phoenix.
Yeah, that yes. was so... That was just awe-inspiring, really. I mean, it was so beautiful, and you felt the wind. I mean, they did that... I can't imagine them doing that any better.
Right.
And then she fell asleep.
Yeah. You idiot!
I have to tell you something.
I can't wait. Oh, that! But actually, where I really, really opened up was right at the end, where she tastes the food, and she goes... you know, this tastes good, or, you know, like, this is delicious. It was just, like, it's one of those details that she's never really remarked on that kind of thing before. Like, when you're in a better place, the food tastes better. Mm-hmm. You know, you're no longer eating to survive, which is what she's always been doing, but it just, like, it represented her transformation, but even more so than her eyes brightening up when the dragon guy was just like, he was like, are you okay? Oh. And they stopped, and you could just see her face had transformed into, like, you know, no longer just this pain-ridden or pain-imbued person.
Yeah.
Just like,
So we're about halfway done with it now.
And the story begins anew.
Mm-hmm. I saw the next episode preview, but it didn't give too many ideas. No, from what I can gather, I mean, everything's going really good and happy, so you know everyone's going to suffer.
Yeah, well, that's going to happen. There's a parallel in Harry Potter. In the first movie, Hermione's like, you got to go on to face whoever's in the room for the Philosopher's Stone, and you're a greater wizard than I am. And every fan is just like, no, Hermione, you're objectively better. And someone responded to that, like, actually, he's cheated death at that point twice. By the end of the book, he takes down the most evil dark wizard of all time. He does all this stuff, right? And Hermione knows all these spells, which is awesome, but, like, he's the one that gets it done. In The Magus Bride, you know, you've been around for her trip, and she's done a couple kind of interesting things, it feels like, but really it's the character development that's just so breathtaking to me.
Yeah.
This dragon shows how big of an effect she's already had on so many lives.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh yeah, I completely, like, I didn't even realize that until he said it.
Yeah, neither did I. I was just like, oh, and it was
she done good.
A lot of it, and it was like that moment with Harry Potter. It was just like, yeah, he's a hell of a wizard. You know, she's a hell of a Magus Bride.
They still haven't done it.
No, they didn't.
She's not ancient yet.
Is he gonna, like... How are you gonna kiss with that skull head?
When she gets
skull. He can fake his, you know, his appearance.
Oh, she's gonna be satisfied.
He has to melt into the giant blob first.
Now, when he eats it, is going to be... You know what? Is there anything else to mention besides just the beauty and...
There's that character thing. Her staff's got a robin.
Yeah, her staff was cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the eyes.
It was big.
It's
like
a wand.
Yeah, that's a wand.
Yeah. That shit. Is not a wand. That is a staff. I wonder if that's just bad translation.
That is super staff. Yeah. I want to know. The dream she had about her parents.
Oh, yeah.
She has a sister.
Yeah, well, do you think that that's a memory or, like, an aspiration kind of dream?
Oh, God, I think she's going to end up killing her sister.
Yeah, she will. That was the first thing I thought when I saw that scene.
I just thought
like,
of
oh,
that.
Geez. Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez.
Like, she did, like,
so
blocked it out.
So you don't think it's an aspiration dream? You think it's actually true?
I think... I think so.
So then that implies that both of her parents could see spirits.
Or that they played along with her. But yeah, it did imply that. I agree.
Because her dad was, or her mom was like, well, used to her dad, she was saying, oh, you used to be so scared of them at first.
That's one of the ways people play around. But I, you know, cutting out that, you know, devil's advocate stuff, I agree. I think that it seemed to lean that direction.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be sad when we see that.
Well, I don't know if she's already killed her. I think that she's going to kill her.
Going to?
Yeah, I think that there's something, you know, maybe she did already kill her, but maybe she's
she
going
be
to become
one of those evil sorcerers.
Right. You know, she blamed her sister for her mother's death sort of thing.
Yeah.
And sort of became twisted. And I have no magus potential, so I'll become a sorcerer.
I guess we'll have to see.
Yeah, I have no idea. But one way or another, her hands will be as red as her hair.
I think besides the Phoenix thing, that was the most important. Well, no, there was also the scene about how many people she's affected. But
yeah.
I think that was those three were the most important parts of this episode.
I don't think anybody picked up how much she's done, you know? Like, I usually pick up on that kind of stuff, and I usually appreciate it.
I kind of thought about it, but, like, I never really was, like, keeping track of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of like an unconscious thing.
All right. Yeah, so, yeah, that's pretty much it.
I mean, like, her job is to, you know, mix up the healing herbs and stuff to bring out to the... to the church.
Better make babies.
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay, Dragon Ball.
Super.
Super-resu.
Dragon Ball Z Super... Super Edition.
Dragon Ball Supers. I want that to be the sequel for
Dragon Ball Supers. Fighters Supers Edition.
So that was quite a skitty little thing they fought.
Yeah.
Even either Frieza.
Did anyone else have a really strong flashback to the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers?
No.
No?
Not for that scene.
No.
That it looked like them using that silly...
Oh, Make My Monster Grow?
No. Well, they had that. They had Make My Monster Grow, and then they had that thing where they... Remember how they all had weapons?
Mm-hmm.
They only used this early on, and they put everything on top of the sword, and it made this big bean gum?
Oh, yeah.
Vaguely.
It looked almost exactly like that stupid beam thing that they did. I couldn't take...
The rainbow beam?
Yeah, I couldn't take Frieza seriously. I really wish that they didn't end off on him every single time. Ha! Ha! Ha!
I like that scene. Did you go after me because you thought I was weaker? How dare you? Frieza, he just went after... Calm your tits. That was fun seeing Frieza finally in it. And the 18 going out like a boss.
Yeah.
I'm gonna save you, 17.
So is 18 stronger, or...
He has a more useful ability, for sure.
17 is the male.
Yes, sorry.
Yeah. 17 has a more useful ability.
I think
17
is stronger because he did say that he has kept up with his training.
He has,
So we got a 5-person beam blast struggle. Well, technically 6 if you count the giant monster.
No, it's just
the big
3. My God,
Universe 7 has done everything. They've eliminated, like, 40-some fighters of this 80-man tournament.
Universe 7?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, they're doing all the work. And finally, we get the showdown between Universe 7 and Universe Lazy Fucks. They've done next to nothing. They just sat around. And, so I kind of cheated this time. Because...
I watched the next episode preview.
Yeah, I wasn't going to until I saw a screenshot on the Dragon Ball Z subreddit. Yeah. I'm like, what? I need to see this. And so the next episode is going to be, it's going to be huge.
It's huge. Named Vegeta Eliminates Jiren.
No, it's not named that. But we get to see Vegeta and Jiren fight. I mean, the screenshot is Vegeta kicking him right in the gut. And Jiren's like, oh, God.
That's going to be good.
And it's it's beautifully. What was that episode we saw a few weeks back in which the artwork was just spectacular? With, like, I think it was one of the Kefla episodes or before they fused. But the artwork is going to be absolute top-notch.
Yay.
Was it the one where they're fighting the magical girl giant form?
No.
And they did the super awesome Kamehameha? Or Goku did?
No. I mean, that was fun, but the artwork was not, like, the top-notch stuff. This is going to be just, like, the oh shit stuff. Like, just, like, everything's going to be beautiful from what I could tell from the preview. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to it.
There's 2 ticks left on the clock.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is...
As of the end of the last episode.
I actually...
Last week's, not the one that we just watched.
This is the moment where everything they've put... They've struggled to sort of keep a structure in place, and so I almost could ignore the big, huge tower in the middle of it as they drop down another. When I saw that there were 2 left, I think there was twice that they showed it, at least that I noticed, and I saw there's like nothing. There's no time left. This is it, you know? It really hit me, and I'm like, that was a 30-episode payoff. I mean, that was pretty good.
And Twitch.
So they're all just gonna hide until the clock runs out, right?
Yeah. Everybody is just gonna take a corner of the circle.
Yeah.
And to add extra
Freeze
pain,
is gonna hover a little bit around somewhere.
To add extra paint to everything, no new episode this week.
What?
Yeah, ooh. It's next week that we get to see this. Oh, that's painful. I want to see Vegeta do awesome things.
Starting the season off with a bang.
Mm-hmm.
End the year.
Oh, because it's a new year, yeah.
It better be an hour-long episode.
Lots of New Year's specials.
Yeah. Right. So.
That's all we got, I think, for this week.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Right.
So, probably lots of new episodes, or new shows next week.
Do they begin next week? I forgot to look at release dates.
Well, the ones that I were looking for were, like, episode 1 and, oh no, a couple of them are 2 weeks.
Look at the...
3 days, 4 days.
Look at the ones I was going to do. What are they?
I'm looking. Calm down.
Quickly.
I'm looking for them.
I don't see them.
I don't see them either. That's why I'm looking for them. I'm trying my best.
What's going on?
I'm doing my best. Best.
Well, your best is pathetic.
My best.
Up. There's one.
16 days for ramen thing. Not the ramen girl. The Hakata Tenkatsu ramen.
Bless you. The killer of killers.
11
one.
Days for the other one that you liked, the time stop one.
Uh-huh. 11 days. So,
and
not next week.
17 days for the Kill the Kill people.
Oh, man, Nick, can you be more wrong?
2 weeks for Violet Evergarden. So,
keep being wrong, Nick.
So, 2 weeks. Well, 2 weeks and a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
So, right. I guess there's a break in between seasons.
Yep.
Which makes Dragon Ball taking a week off this coming week kind of weird.
So, next week's going to have a pretty short Second Infusion. I might find something else to watch in between then and see if I can...
Well, all of our usual shows are... They're going to keep going, except for Dragon Ball.
Yep, is there going to be another Megasplit? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Well then...
Unless they decide to take the day off for reasons.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, see you next week.
Bye.